poll, Trump-backed candidates Blake Masters, Carrie Lake hold double-digit leads in Arizona primary races. By Nick Gilbertson on July 15, 2022. Republican candidates for U.S. Senate and governor in Arizona. Blake Masters and Carrie Lake hold strong double-digit leads over the rest of their respective primary fields, according to a poll. The Gateway Pundit/Signal poll found Masters, president of the Thiel Foundation, is the most popular candidate among likely primary voters, garnering 29.9% of the response. He holds a 10.3 percentage point lead over the next closest competitor, Jim Limone, at 19.6%. Mark Brnovich secured 17.9% of the response, while neither Michael McGuire nor Justin Olsen breached the 10% mark, at 5.3% and 1.9%, respectively. Another 25.3% remained undecided. The winner of the primary will face the incumbent, Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, in the general election. Former President Donald J. Trump endorsed Masters in June, and subsequent polls from the Trafalgar Group and Public Policy Polling both found Masters to be in first place above the rest of the primary field. In April, before receiving Trump's nod, Masters was polling in third place, per a Trafalgar poll at the time. Trump said in part in his endorsement, "Blake is strong on border security, in particular, the disastrous southern border where people are pouring into the U.S. by the millions, and destroying our country. Blake will turn that around quickly. Additionally, he will cut taxes and regulations, be tough on crime, and support our military and our vets. Blake will fight for our totally under siege Second Amendment, and win." Blake, a former Phoenix Fox 10 reporter, who received Trump's backing in September, is polling at 45.4% in a crowded field, according to the Gateway Pundit/Signal poll. She holds a commanding 11.7-point lead over Karen Taylor Robson, who garnered the second-highest response at 33.7%. Matt Salmon, Scott Neely, and Paolo Tagliani-Zen are all polling under 3%, indicating the race is truly between Lake and Robson with less than 3 weeks until the August 2 primary. Another 14.2% of voters were undecided. "She is strong on crime, will protect our border, Second Amendment, military, and vets, and will fight to restore election integrity, both past and future. She is against COVID lockdowns, cancel culture, and will end woke curriculum in our schools," Trump said in his endorsement. Of respondents, 59.1% identified as Trump Republicans, while 38% stated they were traditional conservative Republicans. The poll sampled 419 likely primary voters between July 12 to 13 through SMS and interactive voice response. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.78 percentage points.